Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Yes, indeed, you are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show with your host, Brother James Brown Jr. Today is Thursday, March 5th, 2020. Yes, we come again, once again, to give God praise, glory, and honor for who He is. He is truly worthy to be praised. I want you all to know that I will be bringing forth God's Word on tonight. So get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along as we get ready to go through God's Word together on tonight. We always open up with prayer, so I'm asking all the listeners if you would please go into prayer with me at this time, because we serve an awesome God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. It is in His name we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're truly worthy to be praised. There is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have and hold all power in heaven and earth in your hands. We thank you that you're not like man. You are a promise keeper. You search every heart. So that's why we come to give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace towards each one of us. We know we don't deserve it, but thank you in Jesus' name. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family. And every listener on tonight, Heavenly Father, those that are saved in your Son, Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, that you will continue to forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain. We ask it all in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us. And, oh God, I pray that you would move by your Spirit, through your Holy Spirit on tonight, as your word goes forth. That should there be any listener on tonight, Heavenly Father, that do not know your Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior. After hearing tonight's word, Heavenly Father, they will be able to open their own mouth, confess their sins and transgressions, and ask your Son, Jesus, to come into their hearts and forgive them. And ask them to come into their hearts, Heavenly Father, once they're saved in his name, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their own individual God purposes in the earth for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We also pray, Lord, that should there be any listener on tonight that are in a backslidden state, who have fallen out of fellowship and relationship with you, that after hearing tonight's word, they will come back into good standing and relationship and fellowship with you on tonight, Heavenly Father. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tonight. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved all over the land, including my entire family, the King family, my bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, and his entire family, Minister Coleman, and Deacon Coleman and his wife, and that entire family, and all those that have lost loved ones all over the land. Heavenly Father, Ivory family, forgive us, Lord, of all of our sins, and forgive us, Heavenly Father, even of thinking of things that we know that are not of you, so that you will be able to comfort us and strengthen us even as we go through our hour of bereavement on tonight all over the land, that you will comfort and strengthen us as only you can in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to touch, heal, and strengthen those that are sick in their bodies all over the land, because we know that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders even on today. So now, Lord, we ask that you would just have your way and continue to bless each listener. Continue to bless this worldwide ministry and platform, that it will be everything that you have ordained for it to be, that you alone will be glorified, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. All those that are touching in agreement with this prayer and every believer in Jesus Christ said amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, looking to God, the author and finisher of our faith. Again, looking to God, the author and finisher of our faith. And that's found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse number 2. As I stated earlier, I will be bringing forth the word of God on tonight, so I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready, because I do have a variety of scriptures that I'm going to be giving to you, giving out on tonight regarding this message. And tonight's message title is, do you really know who God is? Again, tonight's message title, do you really know who God is? And then the subtitle is, we are connected. Once again, tonight's message title, do you really know who God is? That's a good question. And tonight's subtitle, we are connected. Aren't you glad we are connected to Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and our soon coming King? I am so grateful to know that I am connected to God, and I'm connected to his Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. And all those that are listening on tonight that are saved in Jesus' name, I know that you are truly grateful too, to know that you know personally who God is, and you are grateful to know that we are truly connected. We're going to go to a music break very shortly, but I want to the worldwide listeners to know that I do continue to welcome comments and feedback from each listener. You can always email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Once again, I do welcome comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me. I would love to hear from you, your feedback. You can email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Before I bring our music break, I do want to say thank you to my church family, Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, Bishop James A. Jennings, who is my pastor and shepherd, Bishop Michael Jones and the Fountain of Truth Christian Center, Detroit Bible Tabernacle Church, Pastor Kenneth E. Harris, Pastor Lionel Jackson of Sonora Baptist Church. We had so many different churches that extended their love toward our family as we celebrated our brother, Curtis Lee Brown, deputy, retired Wayne County deputy, Curtis Lee Brown, after 31 years with the Wayne County Sheriff Department. Our brother made his transition on February the 18th, and we had a viewing on March the 2nd. And the funeral home was packed with Wayne County sheriffs, those that are retired. Some have come out of retirement. They came out to show love to our family, those that are still working, and those that came from near and far by the van loads. The Wayne County Deputy, Wayne County Sheriff Department, they really stood by us during that 4-hour period at the funeral home. And not only did they come and show out, and show up and show out at the funeral home for us, but the Detroit Police Department represented very well also at the viewing. So we, as my family, would like to thank everyone that continued to pray for us, continue to lift us up in prayer, and also the Wayne County Sheriff Department, also the Detroit Police Department, and every church and every ministry that was represented on this past Monday at the funeral home on behalf of our brother, Curtis Lee Brown, Wayne County Deputy Curtis Lee Brown. And also we want to say thank you to those that are continuing to lift up those that are in the hour of bereavement, because we know that we have people that are losing loved ones every day all over the land. At my brother's viewing, one of our neighbors that we grew up with, she came in to pay her respects, and her brother just passed away the day before our brother's viewing, and he was at a concert, and they could not revive him, and so he made his transition the day before our brother's viewing. And so you never know when God is going to call us home. So the Bible says that, you know, if Jesus don't come back first, I'm paraphrasing, if Jesus don't come back first, the word of God tells us it has been appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. So people are leaving here. People are dying, young and old. And some, as my mother used to tell us, and it's true and it's a fact, you don't have to be sick to die. A lot of people are going to bed, and they're dying in their sleep, never waking up. So it pays to know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, even as a young age. You need to know Jesus Christ. So because only God knows when he's going to call us home. So, again, I just want to say thank you to everyone that continue to lift up me and my entire family, the worldwide listeners that are continuing to pray for us. Continue to lift each other up in prayer, because we're all going through something. So we all need to encourage one another in the words of the Lord. So we're going to go right into our music break on tonight. And following the music break, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to get ready to get into God's word on tonight. It's not a long message, but it's an important message on tonight, and I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as we get ready to go through God's word together on tonight. And then once again, tonight's message title is, Do You Really Know Who God Is? And the subtitle is, We Are Connected. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Total praise. We are to give God total praise no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, because we know that there is nothing too hard and there's nothing impossible for God to do. So through it all, even in the midst of trials and tribulations, in the midst of losing loved ones, we are still to give God total praise. Why? Because of who he is and because he is worthy to be praised. Well, tonight we're going to get right into God's word. Again, I hope you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready as we go into God's word on tonight. With each new day comes a new opportunity to do good. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. That's found in Galatians chapter 6, verse number 10. Once again, Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, says, it lets us know that, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. In other words, those who are saved in Jesus' name, no matter where you are, no matter who you are, if you are a child of God, if you are saved in Jesus' name, you belong to the family of God, and we are to do good to one another. We are to always, as the Word of God tells us in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 tells us that as Christians, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God lets us know, trust in the Lord, talking to you and me, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not, again, lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Who is him? God. Acknowledge God, and he will. That's a promise. That's a promise from God himself. Acknowledge him, and he will make, or I'm paraphrasing, he will make or direct your path. He will make your path straight. Again, that's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and verses 5 and 6. For those of us who have put our faith in Jesus, that made that statement, that might strike a similar chord. It sounds like a lot like our calling as believers, that we are focused on the goal of walking through life in a way that glorifies and honors God and reveals him to others. That's found in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse number 24. I'm going to read that again. For those of us who have put our faith in Jesus, this statement might sound or strike a similar chord. It sounds a lot like our calling as believers, focused on the goal of walking through life in a way that glorifies, honors God, and reveals God to others. And so we as Christians, as we walk in our relationship with Jesus, that we may recognize what we know about the purpose for our journey and press on to the day that we will see our Savior face to face. Again, as we walk in our relationship, it's a personal relationship with Jesus. As you and I walk in our personal relationship with Jesus, we should always remember and recognize what we already know about the purpose, his purpose for our journey. And then he, with his help and through the Holy Spirit, he will help and guide us and press us on to the day when we'll see him, our Savior, face to face. In the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 19, Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee when he saw Peter and John. And Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee when he saw Peter and his brother Andrew casting nets into the sea, fishing for a living. He invited them to come follow me, and I will show you, and I will send you out to fish for people. That's Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. Again, when we become believers in Jesus Christ, he, as we are kingdom builders, as we become kingdom builders in the body of Christ, that's what he would do through his Holy Spirit. Once we get the word of God in us, he would teach us and he would send us out into the world and teach us how to be fishers of men, so that those that are spiritually blind, they would come to know who Jesus is for themselves. And they can, too, call upon the name of Jesus Christ and ask to be saved in his name. And once they become saved in Jesus' name and he comes into their heart, that they, too, can turn around and become fishers of men or fishers of people that draw people, other people, to Jesus Christ. So we, as Christians, we need to remember that God, he's a loving God, and he wants us to understand what we might need to lead in others in order to respond to our call. Once again, our loving God, our Heavenly Father, we need to ask him to help us. I know I do. Help me to understand. And you as a listener on tonight, you may be asking this same prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, help me to understand what I might need to leave in order to respond to your call. See, these brothers, Peter and his brother Andrew, they were fishermen. But when Jesus walked up on them, he knew that their job was. They did that for a living. That's how they made their money. Their earnings was they were fishermen. But Jesus had another calling for their lives. He was letting them know that I have another calling on your life. I want you to drop your nets. I need you to follow me because I'm going to teach you, and I want you all to become fishers of men. I want you to be able to lead other people to me so that they can be saved in my name. And once they're saved in my name, I will teach them as well how to become fishers of men. So as they go out to and fro in their neighborhoods, in their communities, on their jobs, wherever they may be or wherever they may go, they will be able to open their own mouths and let others know who Jesus is, and that they too would have an opportunity to give their hearts and their lives to Jesus Christ so that they can be saved in Jesus' name. And then once they're saved in Jesus' name, just like you and I, once we're saved in his name, God will reveal his purpose for our life. You and I have purpose. Every listener on tonight, don't think that you're listening by mistake. And don't think that you are alive by mistake. God makes no mistakes. We are all alive for a reason. God has a purpose for each one of our lives. We were fully known even before we were formed in our mother's womb. That's what the word of God tells us in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5. Again, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5 says, before I formed you, I knew you. So we are fully known by God, even before we were formed in our mother's womb. So we, as Christians, none of us can escape our omniscient, all-knowing Creator's notice. He notices us. He noticed you. He noticed me. He noticed where we are and what we are and who we are in him. So over more than 2,500 years ago, he told the prophet Jeremiah, again, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. See, God knows us more intimately than any person could ever know us, and he is also able to give our lives purpose and meaning like unlike any other. Because not only did he form us through his wisdom and power, but he also sustains every moment of our existence. Again, not only did God form us through his purpose and meaning unlike any other, but he also sustains every moment of our very existence, including the personal details of that occurs every moment without our being even aware of it. From the beating of our hearts to the and intricate functioning of our brains, reflecting on how our Heavenly Father holds together every aspect of our existence. David even exclaimed in Psalms chapter 139, verse 17, David even exclaimed, how precious to me are your thoughts, God. See, God he's even closer to us than our very last breath. Again, God is closer to you and me than our very last breath. He made us. He knows us, and he loves us, and he's ever worthy of our worship and praise. That's why I'm glad that the song just played for the music break, total praise. And that's why I can truly say that no matter what we're going through, no matter what life looks like, no matter what we have experienced in the past, whether it's church hurt, whatever kind of hurt or domestic situation you may have gone through, as a Christian, we must remember and know that through it all, God is still worthy to be praised at all times. Because you know what? We serve an amazing God. And we ought to be thanking him every day for keeping us and holding us up and getting us through every moment of every day. So don't take God lightly or don't take him for granted. That goes for me as well as every listener. We should not take God for granted. And a lot of people do. Some people think God is a genie. You can just make a wish, and he's going to come through and pop and give them every desire of their heart. But that's not how God operates. He operates in faith. So we must have faith in God. We must, first of all, believe and know that God is who he says he is. So the question on tonight is, do you really know who God is? And do you realize that we are truly connected? Because the word of God lets us know that we are connected, because he is our creator. We are his creation. Men, women, boys, and girls, we are God's creation. So as the word of God tells us in the book of James, if you have your Bibles, in the book of James, the King James Version of the Bible, in the first chapter of James, it says, James, a servant of God, and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. Verse number 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, not temptation, but temptations, there's an S on the end. Again, verse number 2 says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. Verse number 3 says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in what? Faith. We must ask in faith because of who God is. See, God looks at our faith. And when he sees our faith in action, that's when he will move on our behalf, when he sees our faith. It says, verse number 6, but let him, that go for you women of God as well. It's talking about mankind, really. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Verse number 8 says, a double-minded man or double-minded woman, I'm paraphrasing, is unstable in all his or her ways. Verse number 12 says, but blessed is the man or the woman that endureth temptation. For when he or she is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Let no man say, or let no woman say, that when he or she is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man or woman. I'm paraphrasing again. I'm going to say that again. Verse number 12 says, blessed is the man, and I'm paraphrasing once again, blessed is the man or woman that endures temptation. For when he or she is tried, he or she shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord himself has promised to them that love him. Let no man or woman say, when he or she is tempted, I am tempted of God. Why? For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man or woman. Verse number 17 says, every good and every perfect gift comes from above and comes down from the Father of lights. With him is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Again, verse number 17, every good and perfect and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse number one says, my brethren, again, this is found in James, the book of James, chapter 2, verse 1. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons? See, God has no respect of persons. He blesses and chooses in whom he will, and he blesses whom he will. So, again, that's it comes in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 1, says, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with no respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring, the godly apparel, and there come also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect, to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Then verse number 4 says, are ye not then partial in yourselves, and have become judge of evil thoughts? Verse number 5 says, hearken, my beloved brethren, has not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs to the kingdom which he has promised to them that love him? Verse number 6, but ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? See, we have to be very careful about how we go around treating people. As people in the body of Christ, we are to show love toward one another. And I'm so glad that God has no respect of persons, because the Word of God also lets us know that sometimes we can be entertaining angels unaware. So that's why we must be very careful how we go around treating people and how we go around as some people say, dog people out because they don't have what you might have. They may not be blessed with the gifts or talents that God has blessed you with. And so you want to look down your nose at somebody and think that you're better than someone else. Thank God he has no respect of person. So we, as the body of Christ, the Word of God tells us that we are in the world, but we are not to be of this world. That's what worldly people do. That's what those that are not saved in Jesus' name do. When they think they're high and mighty than their brothers and sisters, because they may have financial gain or they may have material things that the poor people don't have and cannot afford. So you want to look down on somebody and think you're better than someone else. But the Word of God tells us, be careful. Be very careful, because you never know. You may be entertaining angels unaware. And the Word of God also said, what you have done to the least of my little ones, you have done it unto me. Now, that's what Jesus is saying to the church today. Be careful, because how you treat your brothers and your sisters that you think are no good, and because you think that they're not saved, or you think that they are living such a raggedy life and they're supposed to be Christian, he said, judge not, for he is the only judge. Judge not, for you shall be judged. And so we have to be real careful how we go around talking about other people, because we must realize and remember that God, he sits high, and he's looking low. And so we all going to stand before God one day, and we all going to give an account to God for every deed done in our bodies. So when you can do good toward your brother or your sister in Christ, it don't necessarily have to be someone that's saved. Who are my brother? Who is my sister? Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, we are our brother's keeper. And who is my neighbor? Your neighbor is everyone. Anyone and everyone is your neighbor. If you see someone that stands in need, is in need of something that you can help them, lend them a hand, and you can provide a need for them or to them, extend your hand, you need to do that. And you don't have to go around telling everybody what you did. You don't have to go around bragging, like, look what I did for Sister Sally and Brother Joe. I gave them food to eat when they didn't have money. I know they had a job, but they blew their money smoking weed and smoking crack or drinking that alcohol or being down at the casino, gambling their money away. And now they need a helping hand, so I reached down and I helped them. Look what I did for them. Look, see, God gets no glory out of that. So we really need to know who God is. And we really need to know if we are truly connected to God. Because when we are truly connected to God, we're going to do things that are going to be pleasing to God. We're going to do things God's way. And we're going to do things that are righteous. And we're going to love what God loves. And we're going to hate what God hates. So that's why we are to continue to pray for one another, because we are all standing in the need of prayer, because we are all going through something. Your something may not be my something, and my something may not be yours. But guess what? We're all going through something, and we're all dealing with different situations in life. And that's why the word says that we are to encourage one another with the words of the Lord and in his word. So it behooves us tonight, listeners, that you need to examine yourself according to God's word. And you need to really know that you really know who God is. And you really need to know that you are truly connected to God. Because when you are truly connected to God, then you will do things, you will do things the way that God will have you to do them, through the Holy Spirit and not of your flesh. And that not only applies to you, but that applies to me as well. That applies to me as well. That applies to the bishops, to whoever your pastor is, whoever your man or woman of God is that brings forth God's word, that applies to them as well. So we, as in the body of Christ, we really need to know who God is, especially today, for such a time as this that we're living in, these last and evil days. We need to know who God is, because the world needs to know who God is through us, because we need to be so connected to God that wherever we go, somebody that is spiritually blind can see Jesus Christ in you. They will be able to see Jesus Christ in me. And we don't have to go around bragging about who we are, because they will be able to see it. They will see it in the love that we share toward one another and toward people. The Word of God tells us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 3, that through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Again, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. See, only God, our creator, could place the sun, the moon, and the stars into the atmosphere. I am so grateful that no man can take credit for their existence. Can no man take credit for the sun, the moon, or the stars, or the atmosphere? Only God, our creator, gets all the credit for that. We know that there are some who are still trying to say otherwise, but let them continue to say what they want to say. But those of us who are saved in Jesus' name, we know without a shadow of a doubt that God is the creator of the universe. God is sovereign. God is omniscient. He's in every place. His eyes are in every place at all times. He never slumber. He never sleep. We thank God that he has all power in his hands. We thank God that he is in total control, and he don't slumber. He don't sleep. So you need to know, you really need to know who God is. If you don't know who God is on tonight, you really need to know who God is. And you really need to know that you who are saved in Jesus' name, that you are truly connected to God. And through God, we are, thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Because of God, because of his great love for mankind, his son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, he came down from glory. He took it upon himself to pay our sin debt with his sinless, holy and righteous and precious sinless blood. He came down in the form of a baby, and he was born into the earth through a Virgin Mary. He came down through 42 generations to shed his blood on the cross so that we can be redeemed back to God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator. Aren't you grateful on tonight that because of Jesus Christ, we are connected back to God? And if you are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, you too can be connected to Jesus Christ. And that way you can come to know for yourself and really know who God really is. He really wants you to know him. He wants a personal relationship with you. If you are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, yes, this word is for you on tonight. God wants a personal relationship with you. Just like he has a personal relationship with every believer that are already saved in his name, he wants a personal relationship with you too. He wants you to know that you are connected to him, and you can be even more connected to him when you surrender your life, your heart, your soul, and body over to Jesus Christ. But you have to do that by opening your own mouth. You have to first admit that you are a sinner, and you must believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is God's son, and that Jesus Christ came down from glory, and he paid our sin debt with his own blood. Yes, he paid your sin debt. Sin a man, sin a woman, boy, girl, that hear my voice on tonight, and you know that you're not saved in Jesus' name on tonight. This word is for you on tonight. You can open your mouth even right now, wherever you are, and you must open your mouth and believe it and sincerely say it with your mouth, because God, he searches our hearts. He is not like man. So he know if you are playing games or not when you call upon the name of Jesus. You must do it with a sincere heart and ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. You must admit that you believe that Jesus Christ is God's son, and that he came down from glory and he paid our sin debt, your sin debt, and my sin debt on the cross. Even though he was sinless, he paid our sin debt with his sin and with his sinless, righteous and precious and holy blood, so that you and I can be redeemed back to our God, our Creator, so that we can be saved in Jesus' name, so that after our earthly life is over, our souls can spend eternity with our Creator. And that's what God wants. That's what he wants, because it is not God's desire that any souls be lost. And any man or woman or believer in Jesus Christ, that should be your goal as well, just like it is mine on tonight. And I'm sure you, the listeners who are saved in Jesus' name, you do not want to see anyone's soul be lost. And especially those in your immediate family. If you know that you have loved ones, and I'm sure we all do, have loved ones that we know that are not saved in Jesus' name, what a pity, what a shame if they were to close your eyes in death on tonight and their souls are not saved. Then you already know where their soul is going to end up. And that's exactly what the enemy wants. We're not going to give him any credit on tonight, but this is reality. The enemy, Satan, he do not want those that are spiritually blind to come to know who Jesus Christ is, because he knows that once they accept Jesus Christ in their hearts and really mean it, they're going to come to know who God is, and they're going to come to know who Jesus Christ is. And they're going to really know for themselves who God is, and they are really going to know that we are truly connected to God, our Creator. And see, that's what the enemy do not want. He don't want you to know that if you're spiritually blind on tonight. Don't be bamboozled by the enemy on tonight. Don't be fooled. Don't be tricked. Don't play Russian roulette with your soul on tonight. After you have heard this word, you used to have an opportunity to surrender your heart and your soul and your life over to Jesus Christ so that you can know what your God purpose is. And as I said at the beginning of the message on tonight, we all have a divine purpose. Your purpose may not be my purpose. We all were given a measure of faith. So are you standing on your faith on tonight? Do you have enough faith? If you're not saved in Jesus' name, do you have enough faith to open your mouth even now and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you? Because as I said, people are leaving this world each and every day. People are losing loved ones. by accidents, by incidents. People are getting shot. People are being killed. People are overdosing on all kind of drugs. And you don't, like I said earlier, you don't have to be sick to die. You don't have to be old to die. Young people are leaving this world too. You go to some of these funeral homes, you walk up in some of these funeral homes, you can just walk through, you see baby caskets just like you see senior citizens laying up in caskets too. This is the reality. This is no joke. This is not fake news. This is real. Just like you hear my voice, you can hear my voice. My voice is real to you. You can hear it. God is real. And he wants you to have an opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ. Because just as I said in my brother's viewing the other night at the funeral home, see, God is everyone's creator. But you cannot be saved through God. Why? Because God is a spirit. And that's why we have to be saved in Jesus' name. Why? Because Jesus is the way to God. Jesus is the only way. So that's how you know that you are truly connected to God, when you know that you are connected to Jesus Christ. And that's the only way anyone can be saved, and that's through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. And once you are connected to Jesus Christ and you're saved in his name, then you are, once you get in God's word and through his Holy Spirit, and you get into a local church that's standing on God's word, that's teaching and preaching God's word, that's teaching Jesus Christ's birth, his birth, death, and resurrection, and his suffering, and his resurrection, his dying, and his rising from the dead with all power in his hands. Once you do that, then you will really get to know, and you will really come to know who God really is. And then you, again, you will really know that you are truly connected to God, and you're connected to Jesus Christ, the Son. You're connected to God, his Holy Spirit, because that's a Trinity, a triune being. Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. In other words, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and then you have the Holy Spirit. They're all one. They're all tied in together. But the only way that you can be saved, the Holy Spirit cannot save you again. God cannot save you. Only Jesus Christ, the one who shed his blood for your sins and for my sins. That's the only way that any of us can be saved. That's how I became saved. That's how you, the believer in Jesus Christ, the listeners on tonight, if you're saved in Jesus' name, that's how you became saved. Your grandparents, your parents, your foreparents, that's how they became saved through Jesus Christ and accepting him and acknowledging who he is. And he paid the price for our sins on the cross. And he died for us. Yes, son, a man, woman, boy, and girl, he died for you too. So if you really want to know who God really is and you really want to know that you are connected to God, you got to, in order to do that, you got to open your mouth. You have to ask Jesus Christ from your heart to come into your heart and save you. That's what he wants to do. That's the whole purpose why he came down from glory, was to save us from our sins so that we can be connected back to God, our creator. When our earthly life is over, our soul has to spend eternity somewhere. So the choice is up to you. God did not force himself on anyone. He's a gentleman. So you have a choice to make on tonight. You know if you have accepted Jesus Christ in your heart or not. I don't know, but you know. I thank God that I know that I have. And I thank God for every listener on tonight that have personally accepted Jesus Christ as their risen Lord and Savior in their hearts. So you must do the same thing on tonight if you're not saved. If you're spiritually blind, you hear my voice, it's not too late. That means you still have an opportunity, you have a chance to be saved in Jesus' name so that you can truly know who God is. That you really know, without a doubt, that you are truly connected to God, our Creator, His Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Then you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, leading and guiding you and directing you, that your path will be directed by God throughout the rest of your life. And that through it all, you can give God glory, honor, and praise for who he is. Why? Because, again, he is truly worthy to be praised no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like. See, I'm going to read the scripture before we close out on tonight. God has given man the authority and power through Jesus Christ, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 8. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 8. Once again, God has given mankind, the authority and power through Jesus Christ, Verse number 3 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience. When your obedience is fulfilled, do you look on things after the outward appearance? That's a good question. If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. For though I should not boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord has given to us for edification and not your destruction, I should not be ashamed. So this is also going to lead us right to the book of Psalms, chapter 24, verses 6 through 10. Again, the book of Psalms, chapter 24, verse 6 through 10, which says to you and I, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. So, on tonight, the question remains, do you really know who God is? Do you realize that if you really know who God is, that you are connected to God? I am so grateful tonight to know that I am connected to God. I am so glad that I am connected to God, not only to God, but his son, Jesus Christ. And then on top of that, I'm so glad I have a relationship and I'm connected. His Holy Spirit lives in me. His Holy Spirit lives in every believer in Jesus Christ all over the land. If you can hear my voice on tonight, and you know without a doubt that you are saved in Jesus' name, aren't you grateful on tonight that you have the Holy Spirit leading, living on the inside of you, and the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding you? And the Word of God says, he has no respecter of persons. I love that song, the old gospel hymn that says, it is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he will do for you. With arms wide open, he will pardon you. It is no secret what God can do, because I know that there is nothing too hard or impossible for our God to do. Yes, he is sitting high on the throne. He's sitting high and he's looking low. His eyes are in every place, beholding the good and the bad. So it behooves each one of us on tonight. Again, as I said earlier, we must be careful how we treat our brothers and sisters, because even those that are not our brothers and sisters in Christ that are not saved yet, if we go out into the world and do street ministry like we're supposed to, those that are not saved in Jesus' name as of yet, they can become our brothers and sisters in Christ. So we must thank God for them as well, and we must continue to pray for them, and we must lend them a hand and do whatever we can to lead them to Jesus Christ. As I said on another occasion, we must take care of their physical need first, before we can try to share the word of God with them. Because if, for an example, if a man or a woman is hungry on the streets and you're trying to tell them about Jesus and their stomach is growling, guess what? They're not listening to you. They're not hearing anything you're saying. But if you were to feed them the physical food first and their stomach stopped growling and you continue to spread the good news of Jesus, then you will have their undivided attention. Then the Lord can start working through on them through you, through his Holy Spirit, through his word. That's how we, as the body of Christ, that's how we are to draw and go into the world and draw and become fishers of men and draw souls to Jesus Christ so that as they're saved, they can turn around and do the same, that God will be glorified through them as well. So I'm so grateful on tonight that I really know who God is and that I know that I am connected to him. Aren't you grateful on tonight? I pray that this word has been a blessing to someone on tonight and that you would share this message on tonight with others, that they can tune in to this website. They can go to my website, blogtalkradio.com/servant-ambassador-vessels, and they can tune in and listen to this message on tonight, because all of my shows and messages through every guest are kept in archives. You can pull them up on through Google on your phone, your tablet, or your computers, wherever you may be worldwide. You can always pull them up and share these messages with your friends, your neighbors, even your ministries, your church members, those on your jobs in your neighborhood, your family members, so they can be blessed by these words from God as well. So I thank God for you, each listener. I pray that something has been said, that you was blessed by the word on tonight. And as we give it a close out, I want you to be sure to tune in this coming Saturday night. Deacon Michael Cox will be bringing forth God's word on this coming Saturday night at 8 p.m. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Lord, excuse me, for your word. We pray, Lord, that your word has not gone out void. Excuse me, but it's going to accomplish everything that you have set out for it to do, that you'll be glorified through your word on tonight. That should there be any listener, Heavenly Father, that have heard your word that's not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer that they would be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight. That once they're saved, they will come to know their own individual God purpose. They will be able to fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory. And they will come to know, without a doubt, that they really know who you are. And they will know that they, too, are now connected to you, to your Son, Jesus Christ, and to your Holy Spirit that lives in each one of your believers all over the land. It's our prayer in Jesus' name we pray. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. But know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. I want you all to know that, again, I love you, but can nobody love you like God can? Until the next time, good night.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath.